Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course, we welcome your calls from out across America, but please hold your calls for the time being because we have with us a very special guest, certainly one of the most popular talk show hosts in this country, Alex Jones. Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Well, Dr. Stan, I'm flattered with that wonderful introduction, and if I'm one of the most popular in the country, then you certainly are too. And I would say that the truth movement, the patriot movement, the real Christian movement in this country is growing by leaps and bounds exponentially, and the globalists, I believe, are losing control.
Well, I think that they're very, very worried, and I think that they certainly are very worried with all the new information that's coming out about what really happened on 9/11, and as, of course, more and more of our young men are killed overseas, and of course, coming home. I even saw a picture of a flag-draped coffin the other day. Usually they keep those off the media because they don't want us to think about them, but I understand you put together a great new video.
Well, I certainly have, and I appreciate you having me on to talk about it because the information is absolutely vital. I have, of course, made now three films on September 11th, written a book, and published a book on the subject. In fact, 2 months before 9/11, the first and only time that I've done this, I said, call the White House. They're going to carry out terror attacks, probably against the World Trade Center, and they'll use their CIA asset, Bin Laden, to take the blame. And the clip of that from my TV show is in my second film about 9/11, The Masters of Terror. And, of course, I made the first film about 9/11, 9/11 Emergency Release, that I only offered for a few months. That was out within 3 weeks of 9/11 taking place. And I can say unequivocally that my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State, is the best film I've ever made. And it is the most high-quality production, the most information. We traveled the nation to bring people this information, and it's over 2.5 hours long on VHS, over 3 hours on DVD. It's really three films in one, Dr. Monteith, and I hope to send you, of course, a couple complimentary copies. We just got the DVDs in of the new film. And I'd love to spend a few minutes going over what we cover in it. The first 35 minutes was covering the RNC, the surveillance blimps with the ground-penetrating radar, the cameras in the police officers' helmets, the sound wave cannons that have been used in Iraq or in New York, reporters, peaceful demonstrators being arrested. I was threatened 3 times a day on average with arrest for being anywhere in the city interviewing anyone. It was amazing to see martial law in action. And then we spend an hour on 9/11, and it's the most definitive, I can say this without a shadow of a doubt, the most definitive, hard-hitting film I've made, and quite frankly, many reviews say the best out there, bar none. So that's the second part of the film. And we don't just discuss government prior knowledge and public officials warned not to fly and shredding the FAA air traffic controller tapes under orders or the black boxes being found or bombs in the buildings and Larry Silverstein saying that he blew it up. We actually show you how the globalists carried out 9/11.
Will you hold that thought for just a moment because we're going to have to let some of our stations go, bring some others on, and then we'll be back here in just a moment with our special guest, Alex Jones, and then we're going to tell you how to get copies of his new video. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Our special guest this afternoon is Alex Jones, and we're going to ask you to hold your calls, because at least until we ask for them, because Alex has put together a great new video, and Alex is certainly, I don't know how he gets his energy to do it. He does a number of hours of talk radio every day, and then, of course, he puts together videos, and he's put together a number of excellent videos from the Bohemian Grove, the only person who's ever stuck in there with a camera, to various videos on the police state. But right now, of course, we're talking about the latest video. So now our listeners, Alex, haven't heard what you have to say, so don't be afraid to repeat what you said just now.
Certainly. I do the same thing on my broadcast. A lot of stations carry the first 5 minutes, so I do that live, but a lot of stations don't, so I do recap. I'm not tooting my own horn. I'm only saying this so people know that this is serious. I was the first person to talk about 9/11 2 months before it happened. I'm on record saying they were going to attack the World Trade Center. Bin Laden would take the blame. That is, they would blame Bin Laden because he's a CIA asset. I had this from just dozens of different top sources and just propaganda that I was seeing on television, how they were introducing the script beforehand. It was clear. I don't want to say it was a vision, because I don't have visions. It was just, it was clarity. It was, you know, like a detective when he knows what the gangster is going to pull next. More than a hunch. I mean, we had all the evidence. And so I made the first 9/11 film just a few weeks after 9/11, and since then I made several others, written a book, published a book on the subject. But this new film, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, Dr. Stan, and I'm going to send you some copies of it because I want to get your review of it, is the best film I've ever made. The production quality, the information, all of it. And the first 35 minutes of the three-hour film on DVD, 2.5-plus hours on VHS, is New York, where they had Fuji-sponsored NYPD surveillance blimps, scanning the crowds, police in black uniforms with machine guns, with cameras in their helmets, sound wave cannons that burst your eardrums that they use in Iraq with police aiming them at the public. I was threatened with arrest over and over again. American Spectator writers were arrested, AP reporters, WABC reporters. All of these innocent people randomly being scooped up, being put in the Guantanamo on the Hudson, as it was called, Pier 57, 2,000 people, barbed wire fences inside the structure.
Hold that thought right there while we bring out our stations. Okay, fine. Well, this is Alex Jones, and of course, he's describing this demonstration. Was this the big anti-war march that they had back there, Alex?
Yes, we were in New York for the RNC. Back in September, going to cover this police state, and they were arresting reporters randomly. They were threatening to arrest us anywhere in the city. And Dr. Stan, I even had congressional press passes that would get me 10 feet from the president when he spoke. So I had passes, full 100% access. Most people didn't have this. I got it through connections, where I could get right up to the president, right down on the floor in front of the delegates if I wanted to. I had the same access as CNN or Fox News, but I could be at Ground Zero or I could be at Central Park just interviewing people, and cops would walk over and get in our face and threaten to arrest us, but it was AP reporters, American Spectator reporters, liberal, conservative. Later, a memo came out, New York One reported on it, New York One Television, telling the police to be mean to the press. And so we witnessed all of this. So the first 35 minutes of my new film, Martial Law, Rise of the Police State, Dr. Stan, covers the police state that we witnessed in New York. I mean, this is martial law, hence the name Martial Law, and the subtitle, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. Then we spend an hour on 9/11. We throw the kitchen sink at them, the public officials being warned not to fly, the NORAD drills, the CIA drills of flying hijacked jets in the World Trade Center and Pentagon, drills that morning, Dick Cheney in the bunker in control, Dick Cheney, the vice president, ordering Rumsfeld, defense secretary, just 3 months before 9/11 to take the authority away from the generals to shoot down planes. We then go through how the hijackers had their houses, cars, credit cards paid for by the U.S. government. Clear evidence shows they were U.S. agents taking part in actual physical drills. And so we go through how the globalists carried it out, how Jeb Bush declared martial law in Florida, Tripod 2 going on where Giuliani had already moved his command center out of Building 7. We show Larry Silverstein, the owner of the complex, saying that they blew up, pulled Building 7. Then we interview locals who were told days before they were going to pull it, and on that day they were going to pull it, rescue workers, firefighters, I mean, just at ground zero talking. And then, Dr. Stan Monteef, we do something that you do so well. We show you the secret brotherhood, or the brotherhood of darkness, as your fine book so eloquently states it. We show what drives the globalists, their ideology, their philosophy. From all my years of researching it, it isn't Catholics, it isn't Jews, it isn't Masons, it isn't, no, it isn't Protestants that run the New World Order. It's evil globalists that have positioned themselves and taken over all of the major institutions, the Democratic, the Republican Party, and when you really research it and you get to the final equation, it is a Luciferian order of death. We connect skull and bones to the Thule and Thule Society and the Nazis with just total evidence. We connect them to the Bohemian Grove and the Bushes and the Bushes and the Nazi connection in World War II, the connection to Schwarzenegger, and we show you what their religion and philosophy is, why they carried out 9/11, why the globalists carried it out, why they want to turn the world into this horrible dark age of police state, and then that's a full hour. Then the last 10 minutes, we show Bush giving his oath of office January 21st, 2005, and then for 10 minutes, we show rapid fire at the end how they've dismantled the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, we have the trailer for the film. We have about a fourth of the film or more for free up on the site for people to go watch it. And if people go to PrisonPlanet.tv for 15 cents, that's how much it is a day, we have subscriptions just to pay for the bandwidth. As you know, it costs a lot of money. So people can download Martial Law, Rise of the Police State. We have monthly and yearly subscriptions. And I want people to burn copies. They're pretty high quality. People can go right to PrisonPlanet.tv, get a membership, and burn as many copies as they want to give to people, because this film isn't going to be seen, isn't going to be known, isn't going to educate anybody unless you, the listeners, get it and get it out to people. So people can go to PrisonPlanet.tv to watch it online, all of my 11 other films, my book, Paul Watson's book, dozens of other films, my weekly TV show, all of that, 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv, or they can call toll-free to get a DVD or a VHS. Again, please get it. Please make copies. And that toll-free number is 1-888-253-3139. Please get this film. It tells it like it is, like no other film. It exposes the globalists. 888-253-3139, or order a hard copy of the film at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com via the safe, secure online shopping cart. And Dr. Stan Monteef, I've been on your show probably 50 times in the last 5-6 years, and you know I've never pushed something like this. I'm usually pretty nonchalant, but I am so excited about this film. I just want people to see it and to have it and to share it. And again, it's my best work.
Well, I think that people out there in the listening audience must understand that a video can have a tremendous impact on an individual. That's why the other side uses video all the time and uses it to distort our reality. But we can do exactly the same thing. In fact, I'm fully convinced that it was Pat Matriciana's video, The Clinton Chronicles, back in the early 1990s, that swept the Republicans into office in 1994.
It was.
And I'm just hoping that that you'll do the same thing with Alex's video, because I've seen Alex's videos. They're excellent. And people have to understand we're being lied to. The plan is a dictatorship here in America. That's what the Patriot Act is all about. They keep telling us, oh, we're really rounding up all these terrorists. Well, if we're rounding up all the terrorists and trying all these terrorists, where are these trials? And, of course, they're very, very few and far between. In fact, most of the time, they have to drop the charges because there's no basis for them. Because the Al-Qaeda movement, if there really was an Al-Qaeda movement, why haven't they had any more violent attacks? You mean they can't find one Al-Qaeda terrorist in the whole world to come to America and put on one of these suicide vests and blow up something in the United States? And the thing is, our borders are wide open. Our planes are not protected. The pilots are not armed. Maybe 2 or 3% of them are. But the Bush administration did everything they could to block the arming of the pilots. We have less than 10% of the planes that have marshals on them. If there was really a problem, wouldn't they have marshals on every plane? Wouldn't they allow a profiling of the Muslims getting on who might be terrorists?
Well, Dr. Stan, for those that don't know, you're absolutely right. For those that don't know, he calls the peaceful Minutemen, 1,200 people on the southern border, who are simply on private property, on government land with binoculars, calling Border Patrol when they see illegals. Bush's own terrorist manual handbooks say, if a man and woman are arguing, call the police. If someone's smoking marijuana, call the police. This is what they teach them in these terrorist seminars around the country. Tattle on your neighbors. Everything is terrorism. People selling knockoff Rubik's Cubes are terrorists. People complaining to the VA are terrorists. A teenager lighting off a smoke bomb at a public school, something I have friends that did back in high school, that we're going to charge them with the Patriot Act. Topless bars, county commissioners, and bid rigging. Meanwhile, Congress passed last year 2,000 more border patrols. We have less than we did before 9/11. Bush says no, blocks it. He says that the Minutemen are evil vigilantes when they're just passively calling the Border Patrol when they see illegals pouring across. And Dr. Stan, I listen to your show routinely, and you go over this so cogently in a focused fashion. Operation Northwoods, we cannot stress this enough. It's in the film. The official U.S. government plan to carry out 9/11-style attacks, and they explain why they want to do it, to create fear and as a pretext for war, to blame it on enemies. Now we have Project Gladio declassified, a 10-year program in Europe, predominantly in Italy, carried out by the CIA. This is declassified, where they blew up school buses, shot people, and blamed it on their enemies. I mean, it's the same story over and over and over again. And Dr. Stan, the control grid is going in. They're telling Texas drivers that they're going to put transponders in every car in Texas to use all the roads. 98% in major polls are against it, and the governor says, I don't care what you want, we're doing it. If you haven't paid a parking ticket, these cameras scan your license plate. They're going to instantly pull you over and take you to jail and impound your vehicle. They're going to arrest you for late library books. Folks, this is now on CBS Nightly News. Everything is maximum enforcement, maximum tyranny. A young man writes a story for school about a fictitious school that is attacked by zombies, and he gets charged as a terrorist. Meanwhile, a young man says, I'm going to kill everybody for a month straight in Minnesota. But because his dad his grandfather is a senior police officer, he was even in a mental institution on Prozac, but they didn't go get him. Why is that? Again, folks, this thing is about control. And Dr. Monteith, we're really seeing it starting to expand. But for every action, there's an equal or greater reaction. And again, I've never seen people listen to what we have to say, take action as much as we're now witnessing. It is so exciting. It is fertile ground. People are starting to see it.
Well, I think it's really so exciting that there are really people like you and Joyce and the others out there on the front lines, and more people are getting shortwave. If you don't have a shortwave, you know, you can get Alex's program on the Internet, but if you don't have that, you can get him on shortwave. How can they get you on shortwave here on the Pacific Coast or across the country?
Well, Dr. Monteith, from 11 to 2 Central, I guess that's 9 to noon Pacific, you can listen at 9.985, and at night, 9 to midnight, Central Time at 3210, and as you said, at InfoWars.com. And they can also listen to your broadcast by going to Radio Liberty. And I am just so thankful. I mean, I am so excited I can hardly contain it because look, I've done over 2,000 radio interviews.
Hold that thought right there. We'll be right back with Alex.
Our four-tape set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination. A two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of the American president. And then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out. And if you listen to this four-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In the 1970s, there was a group of Italian immigrants in the small town of Rosetto, Pennsylvania, who drew worldwide attention for their unusual cardiovascular health, despite their pasta diets. I recently uncovered the fact that their unusual health was attributed to the precious red wine which they imported from Italy. Today we know this as the French paradox, the fact that the French exhibit greater cardiovascular health despite their fatty diet because of the red wine they drink. Wouldn't it be great to enjoy the health benefits of red wine without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives? Well, now you can with Longevinex, the world's first stabilized red wine molecules preserved in an airtight capsule just like in a sealed bottle of red wine, equivalent to 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex for healthy aging without the calories and alcohol. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Tieri. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs, in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done: get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our special guest this afternoon is Alex Jones, and we're just talking about his new video, which, of course, you can purchase by calling 888-253-3139. What would be the title of the video, Alex?
It's Martial Law 9/11, Rise of the Police State. It just came out a few weeks ago. We just got the DVDs in, and it's 3 hours long on DVD. It's really three films, over 2.5 hours on VHS. And it covers what really happened on 9/11 like no other film does out there, with the latest information. But it also gets into Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, the Nazi connection, the Bush-Nazi connection, how this order of death, that's really what the Illuminati is controlling our planet, and how they control Arnold Schwarzenegger, and so much more. And the thing I was talking about before the break, Doctor, is that 5-6 years ago, and this is the best news I've got, on my own little radio program that was on one station at the time. I guess that's about 7 years ago before I got syndicated. Half the callers disagreed with me that called in. And then about 3 or 4 years ago, it was about 20% disagreed. Now, on my own syndicated show, on dozens and dozens and dozens of stations, just like your broadcast, I give the phone number out. No one calls in to disagree with me. But it's not just my own show. I have done over 2,000 interviews. Because every time I do one, I enter the name of the station, the host, and put it in the computer database. Over 2,000 interviews in the last 3.5 years since 9/11. And, I mean, I'll be on talk shows, say Kogo in San Diego, with the host attacking me. He takes 20 calls in an hour. Everyone agrees with me, but maybe one caller. The host blows up and hangs up on me. I tune in on the internet. He's going, it's a full moon. You're all crazy. I go on shows where the host agree with me. Everybody calls in and agrees. I go on Christian stations, conservative stations, liberal stations. I go on in England, Czechoslovakia, Ireland. And again, I'm just one person in this fight. I know you've done hundreds of interviews. I know, or more. You know, 5 radio shows a day. You're here giving the phone number out. We don't have to screen our calls. The other side does. So all I'm trying to say is the illusion of Peter Jennings and all these people is falling apart, and that's why we see desperate hit jobs in Popular Mechanics, whose editor is married to the former head of the U.S. government propaganda campaign internally and externally, and the editor of it, who wrote the article, is the cousin of the Homeland Security Director. Benjamin Chertoff is the cousin of Michael Chertoff. And there's about 100 other points there. I mean, why is Vanity Fair attacking me? Why is American Legion attacking me? Why is the New York Times attacking me? Because because we're effective.
Well, I think that, you know, really the reason you are being attacked is because they don't want people to listen to what you have to say. And they're frightened to death. The American people are going to realize what really happened on 9/11. Isn't it interesting that those terrorists, this happened to coordinate their attack on the World Trade Center with other feigned war games that were going on that day? Isn't it interesting that they happened to turn off the missiles that guarded the Pentagon that morning so that there would be no way to shoot down the incoming missile or plane or whatever it was?
Well, that's right. Since 1996, they've had multiple anti-aircraft missiles and batteries on top of the structure. And then Rice gets up on TV and says, we never heard of a plan to fly planes into buildings. I mean, there were hundreds of reports. They ran drills. On November 1st, 2000, they ran drills 6 months before 9/11. They ran drills 2 weeks before, 2 days before, and they ran drills the morning of. And, you know, from my sources, before that even came out in the Associated Press in 2002, my sources were exactly on target. It was specific drills, as reported by USA Today later, of hijacked jets being flown in the World Trade Center at Pentagon right at 8:30 in the morning. I mean, that's impossible, folks. That's why they stood down, because most of the military are good people. It had to be just long enough to fool them.
And, of course, the thing is that there were, if you read very, very carefully all the reports that came out, some of the people working for the FAA were saying, is this a real attack, or is this part of the exercise that's going on?
I've got that in the film. Absolutely. Look, folks, this is their favorite thing. They do this all the time. Look, when the Russians got caught in 99 planting bombs in a fourth apartment building, the FSB, Putin was blowing up buildings to blame it on the Chechens to have a popular war so he'd be elected to replace Yeltsin. And they were caught planting bombs in the fourth building by Moscow police, and they said, oh, it's just a drill. Just a drill.
And, of course, we've seen the devastation, the total devastation of Chechnya, a totally unnecessary war provoked, well, rather the people behind that fearless leader, who's such a good friend of George Bush's, his name is Putin. But you don't have to worry. The president looked in his eyes, and he knew that he could trust him. We'll be right back here in just a moment with our special guest, Alex Jones.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, The Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, The Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years.
Have you ever wondered whether you're really getting the truth in the media? Have you ever thought that maybe somebody's controlling your reality? Well, there's going to be a meeting. It's going to be held at the Westin Hotel over by Great America. It's going to be on May 28th and 29th, and it's going to be at the Conspiracy Conference. Now, if you'd like to know more about the Conspiracy Conference, call 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999. This is the fifth exciting year they've had this. Dick Gregory is going to be there, Nick Begich. There's going to be Daniel Hopsicker, Jack McLam. I'm going to have a booth, although I'll not be speaking. You're going to see really the contrast between good and evil. The Conspiracy Conference is a great educational opportunity. We hope that many of you will give serious consideration to going May 28th, 29th. That's 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999.
Are you concerned about your child's future? Well, it starts with a sound education. VHM provides for that cornerstone of your child's future with a quality education founded on biblical principles. Our school sets high academic goals while developing moral standards. From preschool through eighth grade, your child is taught by experienced and credentialed teachers in all subjects, including our dynamic music program and state-of-the-art computer classes. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." For over 50 years, VHM Christian School has provided peace of mind to parents knowing their children are receiving an excellent education in a loving environment. VHM is located at 427 Capitola Road Extension in Santa Cruz. Won't you call us today at 475-4762? That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762. Doesn't your child deserve a chance to try VHM?
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Alex Jones. And if you'd like to talk to Alex, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 464-8295. But I want to mention, if you are out across America and you're listening to our program on the 15.120, give us a call. We'd like to know how the program is coming in. We've got about 50 people have called in saying they couldn't get the program. But if you're out there and you're listening, we'd really appreciate a call from you. And you can call us right now at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Or you can, of course, give us a call at our 800 number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We want to know if people are getting good reception. We've had a couple of people who've got good reception, 50 people who can't even get us, and a lot of people that basically say that they just can't get a good reception. So we may have to change our frequency. But right now, let's go to Ben, who's calling from Salinas. Ben, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do. And Dr. Stan, I have to tell you and Alex Jones are my two greatest heroes in this country that we all love. I'm just a lettuce picker here in Salinas, Ben. And I have a question for Mr. Jones, who I totally admire for his guts and his courage. What's it going to take for us to get a genuine, complete, honest American investigation of 9/11?
All right, that's a very legitimate question. How are we ever going to get an investigation? Every investigation we have, why the Bush administration simply censors ahead of time.
Well, first off, sir, God bless you, and I'm just an average person just like you are, standing up against this evil because it threatens my country and my family, and the globalists, quite frankly, are pure evil.
Amen.
But everything is a process. I mean, here's an example. I digress, but it comes back together. They just have set up this new election commission to study things, and the commission is run by James Baker III, who's been involved in running the electronic voting machine scams nationwide. So you have the fox guarding the hen house. Then even the people that they had come testify were high-level GOP operatives, you know, campaign chairmen and people with a fake grassroots organization. So it's not just fake newscast and fake CIA reporters and you know, homosexual prostitute reporters in the White House and all of this that are paid by the White House. It's even fake grassroots groups that they create just to testify for their meetings. And the Democrats do it all, too. It's all controlled. And so you ask, what does it take to get a real investigation? Well, first we have to educate the public. Just because they call something independent doesn't make it that. When Janet Reno appointed John Danforth to investigate her on Waco as part of a Justice Department investigation, that wasn't real. Bush appointed the 9/11 commission. Half of them worked for the Carlyle Group or for different Bin Laden industries. I mean, that's serious, folks. It's such a joke, you know. Heinrich Himmler is not independent of Adolf Hitler. You know, let's have Heinrich Himmler investigate Hitler and prosecute him. So number one, it's ridiculous. We cannot count on the media, the controlled press. We cannot count on Congress. Most of them are blackmailed. We have to, at the grassroots, person by person, like the Founding Fathers did with committees of correspondence, educate people, because this is important. The average person looks at the slick media, the slick propaganda, the info babes, and they feel weak. They feel impotent. But let me tell you something. The truth, even if it isn't as slickly packaged as their lies, is like an antitoxin, or is like a good vaccine, or is like an enzyme. A little bit of it can dissolve mountains of lies. So we've got to show somebody how they're being lied to one time. And once you've seen the Matrix, there's no going back. Once you've seen Wonderland, once you fall down the rabbit hole, there's no going back. And so, you know, it's like Christ talked about, you know, being born again. The truth will set you free. You suddenly see the world through different eyes. When people, you know, that's the analogy. When you finally see it, everything suddenly makes sense. All this stuff that made politics seem boring and dumb and you instinctively knew it was a scam, that's all part of your old life.
Doesn't it disgust you, sir, that we're stuck with all of this Bush, Fourth Reich, and plus Schwarzenegger, simply because of flawed voting machines? Why are not people in prison for this violation of our voting rights and our Constitution? Why? They're looting the national treasury.
No question they are. And thanks very much
Thank
for calling.
That's right. Listen, trillions are missing from the Pentagon, and the Pentagon just goes, we're not going to talk about it. Trillions of dollars. I mean, he's right. It is an orgy of corruption. It is a Fourth Reich. Dr. Sam Monteith, it's always darkest before the dawn. And why do you think the globalists are going so wild right now?
I think they're scared to death. I think that they've realized that the American people are beginning to wake up. And if the truth ever comes out, a lot of them will be tried for treason, which they should be, of course. But our job is to make people understand the media is controlled, and that we've got two political parties controlled by the same people, and that many of our conservative and Christian and anti-communist organizations have been infiltrated and taken over. If we're going to take America back, we're going to have to do it on our own.
Well, you're right, Dr. Monteith. To show you how much they're panicking, here's the quote, liberals in San Francisco. Did you hear the latest news? They voted yesterday. I haven't seen how the vote went. The city council proposed regulating internet political websites and news websites and taxing them and regulating them and regulating their web logs, just openly violating the First Amendment. I mean, that's how much they're panicking.
Okay. Well, let's go to Jim, who's calling us from Missouri. Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
Well, fine, thank you. What a pleasure. I've been listening to your show for a while, Alex, and I really appreciate it on KCXL.
Yes, sir.
You know, a funny thing, I had a friend of mine listen to your show, and he got mad when you called this Bush a puppet. And I said, well, you know, I think they're all puppets to one degree or another. And he wouldn't believe me when I told him that the first Bush had repeatedly used the phrase New World Order. So I sent him that timeline that both of you men have on your websites from Dr. Cuddy. And it showed three or four times right on there, and especially where he talked about the sacred principles of the UN.
Well, he said it 200 and how many times, Doctor?
An awful lot of times.
That's right. Like 224 or something like that.
No, in that timeline, it has three or four instances just
well,
right there.
Well, I mean, you can show him Road to Tyranny. He says it four times. Dan Quayle says it. All these Democrats say it. You know, that's the thing. Hitler talks about it. H.G. Wells writes a book about it. Stalin calls for it. The Pope calls for it. And then we talk about it, and it doesn't exist. Okay. You know, Larry Silverstein says he blew up Building 7 on PBS, but I'm bad because I play the clip.
So you know what my friend said? He complained because you called the one Bush a puppet, and then when I showed him that information from Dr. Cuddy, he said, well, he doesn't write his own speeches.
Well, let me suggest that you get your friend something we call the amazing clips, and he'll actually see George Bush talking about the New World Order. Hey, thanks so very much.
Well, I just was going to say, are you saying, you said the one guy is a puppet, but then you're saying the other guy just stands there and reads whatever is pushed in front of him.
Exactly. Good point. Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Frank calling from Illinois. Hi, Frank. Did you have a question for our guest?
Dr. Stan and Alex, great job, both of you. And Alex, your new film, you did an interview with David Gergen. And all the listeners out there, that interview was worth the price of the movie alone.
Oh, tell me a little bit about it, because I haven't seen it yet. Okay, it's for our listeners out there who don't know. David Gergen he was sort of the chief of staff.
He was Karl Rove of foreign administrations.
Right. And, of course, he's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He was the Republican in the Clinton Democrat administration.
Trilateral Commission, CFR, everything.
What did he have to say?
Well, anyway, we've been passing out the Dark Secrets Inside of Bohemian Grove for a couple years now, and most of the reaction for that is people can't even really interface with it. But when you see the interview with David Gergen, and Alex poses a question to him about Bohemian Grove, and Alex, in his excellence, is able to pull the curtain back and reveal the real David Gergen, there's no question.
He turned into a frothing, spinning, red-faced demon. and, you know, he's known for being icy cool.
Yeah. I mean, you just you pull the curtain back, and we saw the real David Gergen, which is the Bohemian Grove Luciferian cult follower.
Well, for those who don't know about Bohemian Grove, it's an offshoot of the Order of Death of Skull and Bones, and they do these satanic rituals there. And I'm the only person that ever get in and get out with video. And they admit I shot their ritual, and they're doing simulated Moloch worship, child sacrifice. And in the new film, we show. They're really going public. Last year, as you know, Dr. Monteith, they had Bohemian Grove, photo of a mock sacrifice. It even says that in National Geographic.
Sure. Why would they come out? Obviously, they're trying to, like, sort of like with the CFR. Well, of course, that's all just make-believe.
Well, yeah, they call it psychological inoculation. I've even heard them use the term. Since we're exposing them, before it didn't exist, now they just go, yeah, it's just fun. Oh, we do some mock throat slitting and worship the devil and asking him to enter our body, Peter Jennings admits, at Skull and Bones, but it's just fun.
Right.
We all ask the devil to enter our body every day. It's really a fun thing. I mean, you'd let somebody who asked the devil to enter their body babysit your children, wouldn't you? I mean, you know, they're just having fun, right? Well, let them have the red button. But no, as I said, the film's in three parts, the police state, 9/11, and then we go, all right, now we're going to talk about who controls the New World Order, what they're really into, what they do behind the scenes, behind the curtain. And on the street, we see David Gergen. So we walk up, and I go, hello, sir, I'm Alex Jones. I'd like to interview you for a documentary. He says, okay. And I said, okay, well, I have a Washington Times article. And of course, in the film, we put that up, where you said you resigned from the Bohemian Grove because you weren't going to run around naked. And that was his quote, men running around naked, huge homosexual orgies, which New York Post has reported top male porn stars, quote, service them. And I've got about 10 other major publications.
So what did David say at that point?
Well, I mean, all I said is you said in that Washington Times article that you don't run around naked in the woods. Why'd you resign? He goes, well, I'm a member again. I don't want to talk about it. You know, I appreciate being a member there. It's very wonderful. And I said, well, I'm the guy that snuck in. And then you see the realization, and he blows up at me. He goes, how dare you sneak in there? How dare you do that? And I said, well, are you part of the rituals? And he said, none of your bleeping business. And he's like 6'9". He gets right in my face, poking me, hanging over me, and then turns and runs back at me again and gets red-faced. And I say, well, tell us about your rituals. And he's like, that's none of your business what we do.
Alex, you be sure to get me a copy. I'm dying to see it.
Well, if you go to prisonplanet.com or infowars.com right now, and on the cover page of infowars.com, we have clips from the film, and you can actually watch the David Gergen clip itself. In fact, Dr. Monteith, if we've got time here, in the promo clip, the whole interview is like 8 minutes long. I've actually got a clip of where I confront David Gergen. I could play it right here off the computer.
We got about 4 minutes, so why don't you go ahead?
Okay, now let me click it and make sure it opens up and stuff. Make sure I got the speakers turned up here. This is low tech, folks. But here it goes. It should open up in just a second. Here it is. It's loading right now. From Martial Law, Rise of the Police State. Here I am confronting David Gergen.
One of the most powerful men in our country today.
To four presidents.
I read a Washington Times article many years ago where you had a comment about the organization, and then now it's been in the Wall Street Journal, it's been in a lot of different newspapers, and that's the Bohemian Grove. And back in, 1996, when you joined as a Clinton advisor, the Republicans were criticizing you, oh, what about Bohemian Grove? And then you countered them by saying, hey, I don't run around in the woods naked. What does that mean?
Then we show the news article for a second, and then it goes back to Gergen.
I don't know what quote you're referring to. I'm not aware of any quote like that. I am a happy member of the Bohemian Grove. I like the folks who come there, and it's really inappropriate for me to talk about the group beyond that.
Have you been there for the ceremony with the cremation of care?
Frankly, that I don't think that's something I need to talk to you about.
Then we cut to clips from the actual footage, and we cut back to Gergen.
Have you been there for the ceremony with the cremation of care?
Frankly, I don't think that's something I need to talk to you about.
Really?
That's right.
Well, I'm Alex Jones, and I snuck in there in 2000. I'm the guy that blew it wide open and got the video and put on national TV.
Well, I disrespect you for that.
You do?
I do.
There's a lot of big public officials going in there. Don't they deserve to know?
You took it. I don't know anything about you, and I don't know anything about your film. But if you go in there with an understanding, you violated that understanding by releasing that film, and I don't respect you for that.
Really?
I'm sorry. You took an understanding when you went in there that you would not do that film. And you did you have an understanding when you went in there?
No.
Did you crash it?
Yes.
Yeah, and it has no trespassing signs there, too, doesn't it?
No, they put us after.
I'm sorry, sir. I've been there before. I know what the circumstances are, and I'm sorry you violated the understanding. That was not a gentlemanly thing to do.
But what about the ritual? Is the ritual gentlemanly?
Sir, everything. I don't owe you this comment. This is what's called ambush journalism, and I disrespect you for that as well. So thank you. Think about it. Your damn business.
Oh.
Right. Listen. And then it continues for a while.
All right, fine. Well, we're out of time there. Anyway, I want to thank you very much. We've got about two more minutes here. Let's go to Mike, who's calling in from Santa Cruz. Mike, what did you think of that interview with David Kirk?
Since the time's short, I want to ask Alex. He had, at the end of February, on his website, a picture of Jamie McIntyre standing in front of the Pentagon saying there was no airplane that hit the building. And then it was gone. Thing was a little funny about the photograph. The shadows on the bus were going one direction. Shadows on the face of Jamie McIntyre was going the other direction. It looked like a paste up.
No, that's CNN footage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's CNN footage. It's still on the site. We have problems with our server sometime, and it actually crashed our site. It got so many hits, so I kind of moved it to a back page. That's why we need people's support so we can pay for more bandwidth. That thing got linked all over the internet. No, that was said on CNN.
Well, they did a pay stub on it. He wasn't standing there.
Okay.
When he went,
well, sir, I mean, I don't see, I mean, you're just making this claim, and I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Well, that was actually a link to someone else's website. You can find that clip all over the Internet, so.
Okay, fine. Well, anyway, thanks for calling, Mike and Alex. I really want to thank you so much for being with us this afternoon. It's really a pleasure.
Well, Dr. Monteith, thank you for having me on. And if folks want the new film, they can get it via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And I appreciate you having me on, my friend.
It's a real pleasure to have you with us.
I'll have you on soon.
Thanks so very much. Again, that's 888-253-3139.
We left behind in Vietnam, in Korea. Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened at Oklahoma City, what really happened with the TWA 800 that went down off the eastern coast about a year ago? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working on the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, this book has been suppressed very effectively across America, and it's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book I know that'll give you more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
All right, well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me just suggest that if you'd like
to get... I'm Michael Anthony Perucchia, the Constitution Party's...
This is Dr. Stan, and of course, I certainly want to mention that we do have some fascinating material on what really happened on 9-1-1. We have a book, it's called A Terror Timeline. It's actually it's written by Paul Thompson. It's probably the... best book because it gives you a minute-by-minute, almost second-by-second analysis of what was going on. Did you know, for instance, that a year and a half before the 9-1-1 attack, one of the hijackers defected to the FBI and said, I'm a hijacker. I was trained actually to hijack your 747 and crash them into buildings. And you know what the FBI did? Why they got him out of the country as fast as they could. Terror Timeline is must reading, as well as some of the other things. We have my four tapes out on 9-1-1 Update with my interview with Paul Thompson. Call 1-800-544-8927 right now. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course I hope that you enjoyed our interview with Alex Jones. I do want to mention that if you are listening to us on shortwave, that's 15120. That's 15120. Give us a call if you're getting a good reception, if you're getting a poor reception. If you're not listening at all, of course, we don't want you to call. But we've lost, it seems, a lot of our audience with this new frequency. Give us a call. We'd like to know how it's coming in. Our telephone number, free of charge, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you're going to call right now, after the hour, please call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. If you're getting good reception or mediocre reception, let us know so we can make our adjustments on getting a different frequency. Then, of course, we hope that many of you out there will want to get the information going into the background of what really happened on 9-1-1. And of course, we have the book, The Terror Timeline, written by Paul Thompson. We think it's one of the most outstanding books. We have something called The War on Freedom. And it will go into the background of the fact that they obviously knew the attack was coming. Why people from the Defense Department canceled their flights for the 11th of September, on the 10th of September. And of course, Mayor Willie Brown was warned on the evening before not to fly. And of course, as you'll find, not necessarily in this, but in so much of the new material, that there were all these practice drills carrying out that day, a simulated attack of planes flying into buildings. Wasn't it convenient that the hijackers would just, of course, pick that day when they were having the simulated attacks to attack the World Trade Center? Well, there's so much to this story you haven't been told. But would they allow 3,000 Americans to die? 6,500 people die every day today as a result of AIDS in Africa. 6,500. And how are we fighting the epidemic in Africa? While we're passing out condoms. We have 40% of the population of Botswana is infected. They're all dying. The population there is dropping rapidly. And what is our approach? While we're continuing the same programs. And the only country where they have really a drop in the incidence of disease is in Uganda, and we're spending millions of dollars on billboards trying to get people to be promiscuous and use condoms. The same process we have throughout Africa. If we have brought about a public health policy that's killing 6,500 people every day in Africa alone, would you be shocked to find that they allowed 3,000 people to die on one day in America? After all, it was very important. Why? Well, if you read the book, and we carry it called See No Evil by Robert Baer, a top CIA agent, he quotes a top CIA official saying, and telling one of his friends, when the dust finally settles after 9-1-1, the American people will realize that 9-1-1 wasn't a failure for intelligence, it was a success. How could the death of 3,000 Americans be a success? Why, it's how we got into the war. And the American people wouldn't have gone to war with Afghanistan. They wouldn't have gone to war with Iraq if it hadn't been for what happened that morning, would they? If you'd like to get the book, See No Evil, we carry it. It's a very important book written by a top CIA agent who, working in Iraq, said he never met an Iraqi who did not believe that the United States government was keeping Saddam Hussein in power. The United States government was keeping Saddam Hussein in power, and this was 1995 when he was there, and they all believed, in fact, many of them believed that Saddam Hussein was a CIA operative. Well, there's so much out there, information you're not going to get through the controlled media. If this is true, why, no man's life or property is safe. If it's not true, why, you've got nothing to worry about. Help us get the truth out. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Our website, radioliberty.com. And if you'd like a free copy of one of our newsletters, give us a call. Well, let me suggest 9-1-1 Update, the four-tape set, Terror Timeline, and, of course, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We'll be back tomorrow at the same time. Until then, may the Lord be with you.